strategy. We spent global science at the Social Studies Department, looking at the global social studies scores from last year, and delved into the actual regions, and went question by question to identify whether or not our students were not getting the question due to content, whether they were not getting it due to vocabulary, what the Common Core calls tier two vocabulary, or whether or not it was skill-based. And we came up with a list of vocabulary words and skills that we are going to share with all of the staff, so that they know that those are things that they can focus on as well. And we actually are doing the same thing this week with our earth science region scores. And in earth science this year, we have a teacher assistant who supports the teacher for 4 periods a day. We also have our ISS teacher assistant is assigned to classrooms to support classrooms when he does not have students in ISS. And we also have a teacher aide that works as a classroom aide supporting our classrooms. So we do have some support in other classrooms that may either have a large number of students, or we found that there were students in there that the content was difficult and needed some extra support.
Katie, I have a question for you. Tell us a little bit about why a parent would call and want their son or daughter not in AIS. Mm-hmm.
I did that.
It's a great. It'd be interesting to hear. I'm sure I would do it too.
I took Brett up because it was counterproductive for him to be in a classroom with kids who had less reading ability than him, because he's dyslexic. It's not that he can't read, it's that he is dyslexic. There's a big difference in putting him in a room where they're going backwards and going through the very basics of sounding out and phonics and, you know, vocabulary. It was just so much more labor than he needed to be doing. For him, it's sort of a yes or no question. Are you dyslexic? Yes. So is AIS going to help you? Probably not. You know, nothing is. So that probably is one reason. And I would say at high school, the kids who might need academic intervention services may very well also be athletes and utilize study hall time better on their own to finish homework. We get stacks of it. So I figured he was better off with 2 study halls a day, because he actually does do his homework, and he's in a building where if he's having trouble with math, he can go straight to the teacher and say, I don't get this. And she can help him on the spot. Whereas if he brings home Common Core to me, math, 3 hours later, we're still killing each other on the floor.
It may also be that the students are doing very well, you know, fairly well in their classes, and they're just not good test takers. And we have to base AIS on the test.
Yeah. And there's, well, the parents probably would have a feel for that. I mean, I realize that sometimes we have kids who do very well in the class and do horribly on a Regents or a standardized test. And one would hope that most of the time it's because they're bad test takers, and I've certainly run into my share of them in my life, and it's very sad, because it really makes your life difficult, because you can't perform where they need you to perform the way they need you to perform. But you probably check to see whether there are factors where, I mean, obviously, you're going to set something up so that if you have a lot of kids who are doing very well in a class and not doing well in the Regents, you're going to try to check that against whether there's an issue with perhaps the way the subject is being taught as opposed to the kids individually. So
That's why we're doing this analysis, right, to really look at the questions.
Right.
Quite often it is vocabulary, so we're hoping to develop a bank of vocabulary words that all teachers can support in their classrooms, as well as certain skills, whether it's extracting information from a complicated text or just understanding the use of language.
Right. Yeah, that sounds very worthwhile.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thanks.
Principal Scott.
Yes.
Sure. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thanks for
good
having
night.
Us.
Thank you.
Okay, now move on to our public comment.
We're looking at you now.
No public comment? Okay.
I'm sure you're happy here.
Okay.
Can I do public comment?
Yes, you can.
I just wanted to say that our team, our livestock show team, did extremely well at the Biggie. We should all be very proud of them because they were not beat at all there. They won hands down the entire show. And Catherine Nethercott somehow ended up with the premier exhibitor banner. That's a big deal, a very big deal. That's one of the most prestigious awards you can get in livestock showing, and Catherine won that apparently because her name was the first on the list out of our team, but more power to her because they all won. Summer and Scholar Mahaffey were Grand and Reserve champions. Rhett and Amelia each were Grand and Reserve in their classes, but we did not get beat. There were probably 150 teams there.
Oh my God.
And we won at every level.
Are you getting this game?
It's just so exciting.
Yeah.
It really is.
And to reward them, we had to bring them back to Indiana. We had to bring their animals back to Indiana to be bred. So we brought them out to Indiana to show this past weekend, and they placed 2 in the top 5th out of 264 in Indiana, which is a very big deal.
Yeah. Very,
that's where it's all, where it all happens. So.
That's
true. And the level of dedication that these kids were really young are showing is just awesome.
It's amazing. They're amazing.
We need to hear about that instead of bad things.
They do not want to lose, let me tell you.
Well, that's great to know. All right. Anybody else? Any public comment? See, there's none. We'll move on to our superintendent's report.
A few things. The teacher's APPR plan is on the agenda for approval tonight. The principal's plan, as you know, is being just double-checked at Saney's. So that will be hopefully within the next couple of weeks, but the APPR plan is on the agenda tonight. Surplus buses is also on the agenda. Just a clarification that those are trade-in. We're trading those. That was part of the plan for the bus purchases. And the transportation manual is also on the agenda, but I didn't receive any comments other than formatting and typo-type questions, which we will take care of. If there's any content that needs to be changed,
I still have not read the whole thing, but let's just approve it, because I don't expect that there's going to be anything horrible there.
I thought J.D. Westfall had...
There was just one.
So is it a formatting?
Oh, I thought she sent it to you. I'm sorry.
Because if you want to send...
No, it was on levels of students that were to be dropped off and picked up by person, and I believe it was on 21, page 21. Where it is. No, it's on page 20, sorry. It's all students K through 3 are not permitted to get off the bus without parent, guardian, or designated person at the stop. And then B goes to students from 5th grade and up are permitted. Where's the 4th graders?
So the 4th graders can jump out the window.
Yeah.
Are you what page are you on?
Page 20.
20.
And I didn't know that was the case. It goes up to 3rd grade.
Yeah.
Parent has
well,
to be at the bus stop.
Doug does to 4th, so I yeah.
Oh, okay. So we need to add in 3rd grade.
So we're saying a bus driver cannot drop a child unless if they see a parent standing there.
That's correct.
Yes. They have a note, they can.
Ah. Is there a workaround? Because let me just think what ages those are. Those are
8 and 9 year olds.
So I don't. That is not.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty standard practice too. Not a third grader off.
I would not feel comfortable leaving an 8 or 9 year old on the road by themselves.
I guess you know we're in the village, and
you can write a note.
It's.
Yeah, you can send a note.
I sent a note for Amelia. She's always gone off the bus.
You can send a note. Okay, great. So I read it, and it was a good-looking document. I mean, I didn't read it, you know, with Judy's eye, but it looked like a great, it looked thorough, the right spirit, you know, really a good direction for our employees, so I feel good about it.
I think it'll be helpful to Jerry to have it.
Oh, absolutely.
And to all the drivers.
Good job, Jerry.
Put a lot of work into
good job,
it.
Jerry.
So.
The only thing I think we're going to have to change is the policy for number of stops per family household. And
what do you mean?
Because we have some parents that Monday they'll be off on Amenia. Tuesday they're up on North Milton.
Yeah,
Wednesday they're down in God knows where. Mm-hmm. Thursday they're this where.
Mm-hmm.
So the drivers, if they have a substitute driver or a regular driver, they really don't know where to get off at. So we're going to have to...
So we can accept it, and then if there's any fine-tuning...
Yeah. That would be more of a...
That's policy.
Policy, right. Yeah. But I mean, this could be related to this, though. So. Or to drivers.
Yeah. This would not affect that.
Is it on the consent agenda, or is it up right now?
It's on consent agenda.
It's on the consent agenda? Yeah, okay,
because
I was just going to make a motion.
All right. Okay, all right, that's all I have.
Okay. Okay. Consent agenda. Okay, can I have a motion for the consent agenda?
I move that we accept the consent agenda as provided in the revised agenda today.
Okay, motion made.
Second.
Seconded. Any discussion, further discussion? Anybody okay. All in favor?
Aye.
You guys have it, I think. Okay. District clerk report. It's already been accepted. Minutes.
No delegation.
Delegations?
None.
None to me? No.
It'd be on 807.
Yep.
It looks like.
Yeah, that's the first one I think.
Creation of non-instructional position.
Creation of
instructional.
Non-instructional position.
Instructional over here.
Oh, well,
806 is after 807, sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
No, wait a minute.
You said 807.
805, 807,
806. Oh, that could just be me.
That's
see,
an old,
that's,
yeah. That's probably an older.
No, you know, see, can I just show you? That's, so that's
from
correct.
The, yes. 805. Yeah, see, that's one.
Yeah, these, you know what, something must have, I added something.
Yeah.
So those numbers all shifted.
Okay, so it's 806 technically,
yeah.
Or is it 807 now?
Well, mine's the minute.
What's on
so,
here is
yeah.
806, so that's
do that. Well, we'll name it in there, and that will.
Yeah, creation of instructional position.
Yes, that's it.
807.
Okay, so we're going to do this one as creation of instructional position.
I make a motion that we create. Two instructional positions, a full-time elementary school teacher and a full-time special ed teacher with the effective dates as noted in here, October 21st, 2014 through June 30, 2015.
Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor?
Can we discuss it?
Sure.
Okay, effective. I'd just like there to be something here that says that there's going to be discussion of whether the positions are continued next year.
Oh, yes. I thought that was going to be a...
Well, it's not in here, so
okay.
I'd kind of like to have it in there.
We should.
So I noted in the minutes?
Yeah. I think that would be just, you know, for the paper trail.
Okay, so I just want to...
If you hire that person for that term... Can you hire students? Obviously, you can, but would they have to reapply with a pool of applicants if you were going to continue that person?
Well,
I mean,
and
like
that's,
if the kids get used to, say, Mrs. Smith, and she's been here, you know, from tomorrow until June, and they like her, and parents establish a relationship, and then we have to redo this process after June 30th, and we've got.
It's a probationary appointment anyway, so. They become a probationary employee. We have to appoint them.
They do, but there is a questionnaire, and that's kind of why I want there to say that the position, that discussion of continuing that position will be in there, so that it's not that we'll go out and find somebody else necessarily.
I don't know why we would do that.
Until June, you do.
I mean,
no,
would
we start earlier.
I mean, if the job ends on June 30th. Don't we can't Can we extend that job after June 30th?
If we put it in the budget and we put those positions in for next year, then we would have that person already on board hired. But because they're hired through June 30th, if we choose to do something else, we could.
So we can extend or like whatever. Yes. It doesn't end that
we
day.
Have, we have options
start
either
fresh.
Way, really.
Okay.
And we have an idea prior to budget time.
Oh, we have to discuss it before.
Yeah. We'll have to start discussing it in January.
Which is
December.
Right. So, but we'll know in January how well we've done across the
right. Well, the hiring process we'll have answers.
Just to clarify, the reason why we think this could potentially not make it into a next year kind of deal is because of budget reasons or because we think that AIS is going to suddenly fix itself?
It would be the budget.
Okay. Right. I was going to say, because it would be ludicrous to think that someone would be able to work a miracle in 7 months and suddenly go from 157 to 7 or 8 AIS kids.
But as we plan the budget, we'll be in better shape to know how we're going to make this happen.
But if we just change it to say creates the following probationary tenure track position, then it's clear that that position, if we extend it, will continue or has the possibility of continuing beyond this year anyway. I mean, there's nothing here that says, because normally if we create a position, it says that it's probationary tenure track. This doesn't, and that's why I'm just trying to find out. I'm not sure whether that makes a difference, so I would like to put in there something to the effect that, no, this is not a in and out the door if we decide to continue the program.
To me, where this discussion is going is, because that sounds reasonable, you know, all things being equal, but it sounds like it'll circle back to where we have to repost the position because we've already posted it a certain way. And so...
No, we won't have to repost it.
The appointment is what matters.
If we continue it, one or both of them, if we continue it, if we build it into the budget, we know we're going to have the position for the following year, we will have already appointed somebody. We have to appoint them to a 3-year probationary period anyway, even if it's a, because they've got the right, as an employee, as a teacher, to be appointed to a probationary period.
Okay, so we're just wording it differently because we're just wording it differently?
The only reason we're wording it this way is because it wasn't in this year's budget.
It wasn't in the budget. Right. We didn't go to the voters with it.
Right, it's an add-on from fund balance.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
That makes sense.
So that's, I think what you're saying is it's going to go in the direction we all think it's going to go anyway. Mm-hmm. But you want it noted in the minutes, not in those words. But
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, actually, if the discussion is in minutes now, pretty much accomplishes it anyway.
Right.
So I can live with
that. There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So
the
motion's on the table and seconded.
Motion made, seconded. Any other discussions?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it.
Thank you.
Okay, now creation of a non-instructional position.
We just have to change the effective date to June 30th, 2015.
Oh, good catch. Thank you.
Well, if it hadn't been highlighted in yellow, I'm not sure I would have caught it.
Good.
And we want to do the same thing on that one.
I make a motion that we create the non-instructional position with the amended effective and expiry date of October 21, 2014 through June 30, 2015.
Okay, do you want to have any other wording on this one too, like we have the full-time positions?
Well,
I got to second it first.
Second.
Yeah. I'll second it.
Okay. Motion is made and seconded. Okay.
Within the same parameters as we talked
yes.
about.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I think it'll be pretty clear from the minutes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The ayes have it. Okay. Business and operations, right? Okay. Separate. We already did that one.
Oh. I didn't notice that on the acceptance of the truck bid, there's no actual figure there.
Oh,
Don't we have to have that there?
Yeah, there is.
There is. It is right in the middle. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm very excited that we actually got a flag on our back.
Wow.
Someone's watching over us. Mm-hmm. The flatbed truck angel.
Yes.
No.
She's entitled.
She's absolutely entitled. I told her next time I'll listen to it.
I wanted that gone off the agenda for a long time.
Duncan?
Yep.
So we spent $1,200 to get $8,700, which is basically the same as $3,500 in my book, so.
Okay, Board of Education approved the APPR plan. That has already been done on the consent agenda.
Can I just ask a question about that? I know we approved it. I got it. I voted for it. Just help me understand why we're doing that when they already have a contract.
The APPR plan has to be renegotiated each year.
Thank you.
So we're on to committee reports then?
Yes, we are.
Committee reports. Milton Elementary, does anybody on the committee want to summarize that? Because the board only knows that we met. They don't know the details.
Yes.
Well, we had a number of representatives from the town and elements, and they will be our, what are we calling it?
Community forum.
To share their ideas as well as the community center and the districts that we have, so what the possibilities for that space can be.
Do you have a date that's set for that?
November 7th, I think, is the date.
At MES?
Yes.
And is that, is it open to the public or is it by invitation?
Open to public.
Is it open to the public? Yeah. So.
Encouraged.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can just add in a little bit. It was well attended. We had village and town board members there, as well as three representatives from the Northeast Community Center, and it really was a good, productive, collaborative discussion on how we can proceed to get the community involved and what we might be able to do with that building, with the idea that it's costing the school district between $50,000 and $60,000 a year just to maintain. We didn't even get to the roof issue, which you've all seen in your board packets.
Which we have to decide what to do before there's a ton of snow on it.
So we thought the format for that meeting would be like a walkthrough for the first half hour. Anybody who wants to come, just off you go, and we will be around to help. And then the first 15 minutes or so, I'll do a... Here are the facts, the building, the square footage, the lot size, that kind of thing. Then I think Jenny will talk about some of the programs that are there now. And then we'll have breakout sessions in small groups, which all three board members have agreed to help facilitate. The town board members have agreed to help facilitate, so did the village, and so did Northeast. So we'll have plenty of people to help the discussion.
All we need is someone with money.
There we go. And then we'll come back and report out and hopefully get some sort of direction or action that we can start to work on. So it's a nice opportunity to show the community that we're all working together to try and get some success with that building.
It was pretty collaborative with the town and the village and the district and the community center. It was just a formal round table.
And the tag sale will be on the same day as Community Day, so we will hopefully have it looking much less cleared and cleaner and tidier.
The
25th. 9 to 2.
Okay.
Up there. Yes, it's a lot better.
Yeah,
it's
a lot better.
It's organized. You can see what you're shopping for.
Yeah. Walk the aisles.
Anybody want to elaborate on any of the ideas that are being thrown out there for the building? I won't make it
that. We didn't have any yet.
We didn't really. I mean, there's a lot of different ideas. I think the thought is with this community forum is to get more ideas and maybe people could see the future potential and the use, and that would generate some interest.
And maybe being able from that point to break it out into, studying the structure of the building and the repairs that might be needed and the property and, what programs might we have and who financial support.
There's tons of ideas.
Getting teams.
The part that, people have a hard time figuring out. The potential's there. It's
on the idea, was there anything with being monetary money represented or any ideas?
No.
So I've got a draft of the flyer done. Tracy's got it put together. We're sending it over to Jenny Hansel. She'll have a look and make sure that we are all saying the same thing.
Good.
And we're going to go public and start sending it out. Just like our recent press releases, we have another press release coming about community flyer. So that's the notes and comments here. Unless Chris or Judy has anything else to add to that? Okay. Finance Committee just met to discuss the audit report, as you know. And the only other thing that I would have is reverse polarity. If somebody wants to make a motion to bring them on board, or just to authorize me to talk to them before we make a motion, how about that? Before we do anything.
And get an estimate?
Yeah.
Or get some possibilities?
Talk about what we're looking for?
As quickly as possible.
And then we'll need to know how much it's going to cost. But it's...
We know their hourly rate, and we hopefully could work on the same kind of a thing with authorizing up to this and, you know, bill it as you use it. If we don't use it, we'll probably have time in the future to use it again, but to pay as we go, as we did last time, and hopefully they'll work with us again on that.
Yeah.
Okay, so are we talking
right
about
now, we're just making a motion for Jim to initiate.
Actually, I don't need a motion.
He doesn't,
for that.
Yeah, if we're not.
There's no excuse there, yeah.
So, how will we, because we do want to be in some action on this, so how can we leave this between this meeting and our next meeting so that you can take some action? Could we put a dollar number out that you could?
Actually, yeah, let's make the motion now. Say that you are authorized to ask them to come aboard. All right, let's say I move that the superintendent be authorized to contact Reverse Polarity and negotiate a review of the state of our computer upgrade and server system upgrade up to the amount of, what, 5? 25?
$9,000
we spent last year, and it went over a little bit.
Yeah.
Can we, how much could they do in 2 weeks?
I don't know what their schedule is.
Right.
I think
25
should be fine. Yeah.
2,500?
Yes. And then, but what I would like is, some kind of, we're going to have a meeting, and the meeting is going to be, we want a report, we want some kind of assessment and some kind of facts to, I think, for that meeting. So if that's possible, that would be amazing.
Yes, they should, I'll amend to say, assess it and give a report to the board on what remains to be done to complete the project,
mm-hmm.
or any other advice they have on
so
what remains to be done.
If they can't jump on it and get in here, could we invite them to even attend the technology committee, and then we could
get
the ball rolling right from there?
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
All right.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
So we'll start it.
So I second Judy's motion.
Okay, motion made.
That rather rambling motion.
Sorry.
Second. Jesse, read it back.
Just 1 second.
Give her a minute to try to make English out of it.
I usually listen back, but I can give
you
what I have. And so it was give the superintendent authorized to contact Reverse Polarity and negotiate a review of the state of our computer upgrade and server system up to the amount of $2,500.
And to report, and to generate a report for the board. I guess that's the only other thing that needs to be in there.
That means they got to come on site and go through what we have right now.
Yeah, or as Kristen said, even if they attend the meeting, we can at least give them a background.
Start from there, and that would feel positive. All right.
Motion's made and second. All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now anything under other for the Board of Education?
Yes. I was going to get used to seeing you look at my phone. I had asked a few board meetings ago about a master schedule from school tools. I realized that there were changes going on. Hopefully we're at a stage now where things should be relatively final, so we could get a copy of that. We had discussed the idea of a checkoff list for maintenance. Hopefully, now that we have a secretary for the, for Mark, he can perhaps come up with that, because we think it would be helpful for streamlining the operation. I would like to get access to the website at some point. I'd like to get a sign-on so that I can go on and evaluate and see what we can do without having to pay for an entire new design, because we may be able to. And I appreciate Giselle has clearly done a lot of work, but it would be nice to see what our options are. And without going on and seeing whether you can view the pages as HTML, I can't even tell what we can do and what we can't do. So if there's some way to just get in touch with Edline.
So I want to say something about your offer, which is, I appreciate the value of the offer, and I am very much interested in improving our website. I think we have to think about sort of in what capacity you would work as an individual looking at our website and doing work on it, because I understand the spirit of the offer, but I think that we need to pay attention to how we function as a board, and that we function together as seven people coming to decisions together. We also do work in committees, and the committees are made up of board members, and sometimes we have a technology committee. So I would really, that respecting the spirit of your offer, we need to look at that process and go from there.
Well, that's what we had discussed, is actually just looking to see whether anything could be done, and then going to either a board committee or the technology committee and saying, we could do this, what would you like to do? That's all I'm talking about. That's all we had talked about.
So you're talking about that you would take a look at this and report to a committee that's going to look, okay.
Right. Yeah, I have no desire to take over doing a website redo myself. First of all, Giselle is actually capable probably of doing a fair amount of it, but I can't even tell, as I say, because what was reported back to us is that, no, we can't make any changes without paying $6,000 for a new design. We'd have to basically redo the whole thing and blah, 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 blah. And the idea was that you couldn't even import the data that was there, that we'd have to scrap this whole one and do it. And I'm not at all convinced that that's actually the case. It could be, but I'll be able to tell relatively easily by simply looking, because usually site shells, content management systems, which is what this site is, have a way where you can look at the individual page and the overall design of the site and adjust it in HTML, so that if it has a green background, you can say, well, okay, we're going to change this green to orange or whatever, just to, it wouldn't change it orange, but usually a CMS has that, and I find it hard to believe that this one doesn't, so I would just like to see that before I assume there's nothing we can do.
So then maybe it goes back to Bill, if we're saying we have some movement on the board where we want to take a look at bringing some improvements to our website, if you can sort of authorize this committee or task force to do that, and then appoint the members and sort of give us our charge. And I know I would like to serve.
Okay, good. Well, we have one ready.
Well, we can, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm happy to be on it. Does anybody else want to? We could. I mean, I'm happy with leaving it to the technology committee and having the same members serve as that, because this is really a kind of a one or two shot deal. It's not it's not like it's going to be ongoing for years.
Right.
Okay. So if that's okay with you, I, you know.
That we fold it into technology and we take non.
No, we don't need a committee.
You don't want to leave it?
Well, listen, hey, we got a few committees going. But speaking of that, policy, like, when we're done with this.
I know, we need to. I know.
I'm done with that. We can, for me, you know, work on it at our technology committee meeting.
So do we have any answer on whether we can appoint teachers to 0.5 and have them teach three periods?
We do not.
Okay.
0.5 versus 0.6. Only the only information we have is what our culture we had last time. So
right. Okay. I know there's been a few things going on.
A few things going on.
Just reiterating to make sure I don't forget with my little list here. The Spanish notifications, have we gotten in touch with...
Yeah, I had that in the update. Brenda worked on that with Dulcie's and with Hudson River Community Help, and got yays from everybody.
Okay.
Things are coming out in Spanish, too, because I signed
permission
to read a book or something for middle school ELA. I was in both English and Spanish.
Okay, good enough.
What's happened?
We had talked about possibly having a web page for the board, but I don't know if anybody really wants that or not. That's up to everybody else, too. And I think that's it.
Okay, so policy?
The binder. Did we get a chance to look at the binder that the coaches get? I didn't have that on my list, but that had been on the list from last week.
I should have brought that tonight, but when would we look at that? Like, just bring it to a board meeting and pass it around?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Oh. I think that was it. Kristen had had a request, and I think we'd all sort of like to see what they get when they come here.
All right. Okay, so policy committee?
Yes.
We would just like to schedule another meeting. I know you find it very compelling, but it's really important.
Next Monday is the 13th.
That's Columbus Day.
Oh, that's right.
Next board meeting is the 20th, I think.
Mm-hmm, it is.
We'll try 6:30.
We don't have anything else then?
As of right now, we don't, so we'll try to let policy jump.
Let's try to keep it to it,
So 6:30, 2 weeks from tonight.
Okay.
My birthday, though.
Is it?
It's going to be the best birthday present I've ever
got. Oh, boy. You can get somebody to sub for you.
Geez, aren't you proud of that now?
What's the date on that?
October 20th.
Oh, my goodness, that's bad.
Well, you can always pull a job and not come.
Oh, gee. I feel bad now.
Can I just go back to Millerton for a second? As far as the day of the tag sale, and people getting stuff out of that building that is heavy. Is the elevator operational?
Yes.
I was told it was not.
The elevator doesn't go down to the bottom, the basement.
It doesn't go all the way down, but it is operational from the two floors.
Okay.
So you really don't need it.
That's news. But, no, it's supposed to be cash and carry.
And everything is in the bottom area.
Yes.
We're going to have the bottom, the gym.
Yeah, and then that one room.
The one room and the main floor as well.
Main floor.
Okay. Yeah.
Can we bring some of the larger items out?
I think we're going to have some people on hand. We're going to bring in a few of the custodians who are willing to work with them. So we have some assistance to provide to people.
Okay.
Because that's really unfair. But we're not going to carry them up first. We're going to wait and see. If somebody purchases those stones, we'll help them. Mary said she didn't mind.
And the policy committee starts at 6, I guess.
6 or 6:30. I really am. Aaron, you want to do it on a different
day? Which is it?
Oh, my goodness.
No, she loves that day.
6 or 6:30, you tell me.
6:30.
6:30, okay. I mean, I was going to say, I don't know if we'd get all done anyway, so why not let her have a little more?
Oh, wait. Does it have to be 6 to get it over, so we don't have to do it again?
I don't know. I don't know if we could get done in an hour and a half. Why don't I look and see how many changes I think there are, and if we think we can get it done in an hour and a half, we'll say 6. But I don't.
The fours and the fives are...
I'm not holding my breath. I suspect we're not going to.
Point you, Bree.
Well, see, the time to beat them up was...
So did we just decide 6:30 then? Did we just decide 6:30?
Established.
We decided she's going to look over.
6:30.
6:30.
Okay, 6:30.
Yeah, 6:30. We're not going to get it all then. I'm dreaming here.
Is there anything else, Jim?
Nope.
Okay, policy, anything else, Jim?
No.
Well, okay. Move on to public comment.
I'm just...
You are the public tonight, so...
I am the public.
You and Gabe are public, so...
No,
okay.
Thank you.
No comments. Do we have to move for...
Can I tell you how pleasant it is to see somebody who doesn't have to be here?
Okay. Can we have a motion to move out of public session? We have no exec session, so...
So to adjourn.
To adjourn.
Adjourn.
You want to adjourn? All in favor?
Don't need it.
That's awesome.
Could I thought to actually be allowed to work everywhere?
What do you mean?
It doesn't work across the street. And it doesn't work in what else doesn't it work, though?
Come to the main office for tonight. I thought we were meeting down there, so I swiped your office and couldn't get in. I got a door, but...
The meeting's adjourned.
No, it is.
Are we recording? Can we not record now?